Remember the fiscal cliff, that thing we were never supposed to go over and then did? Everyone said air traffic control would cease and there would be no more food inspections and so on. Didn't quite turn out that way. All of which is to say, there's been some crying wolf about sequestration. Dan Storr with the Aerospace Industries Association admits that industry reps might have misestimated just how bad it would be, but he says it has been kind of bad.
The fact of the matter is that the caps being set where they are having a depressing effect on federal spending and contracting writ large.
And he says that effect trickles down to subcontractors, like the dozens of companies in the Dayton area who are suppliers for Boeing and other aircraft manufacturers. Military aerospace sales went down in 2013, but that was balanced by the fact that aircraft sales outside the military are on the up and up. In the long run, if sequestration sticks around, the Pentagon is saying that by 2021, the Department of Defense will have spent $1 trillion less than it had planned. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.